Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today, we have a podcast first. We are interviewing an actor who works on AIO, who also has the letters AIO in their first name.
I never thought I'd hear that sentence, but it's true. Alkeo Thiel appeared as Andy Rome in the recent adventure, Value in the Process. Andy's the student editor of the Odyssey Owl, and he also had the misfortune of working on a class project with Maury Rydell.
You know, many of the children in Odyssey are played by adults, but Andy is played by a real kid. Let's talk to him about acting on our show and just being a kid. Alkeo, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You know, we love meeting new people with the Adventures in Odyssey family, and Value in the Process was your first episode. So I got to find out, how were you chosen for this part?
Well, I auditioned.
Yep.
I got an audition from my agents, and I really identified with the character of Andy. He was an energetic kid who likes to read. And I was like, that's me.
So it was
awesome to get that audition.
So do you mind if we play a portion of your audition for the Odyssey fans?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be so fun to hear.
All right, let's do it now.
Zoe, this is Suzu, right? She wants a ride for the owl, but she doesn't know how. Show her the ropes. Give her the lowdown. The 911. Whatever 1-1 she needs. Suzu, I leave you in Zoe's culpable hands. I gotta see a man about a horse. No, I mean there's a guy who wants to give pony rides at the school fair. I need to interview him. Oh, nearly forgot my thesaurus.
like
so fun.
That was great. So how much time passed between finding out you got the role and then actually recording in the studio?
It was about 2 weeks, which is... That's really fast other roles that I've gotten. Yeah, I've had to learn to be more patient because sometimes it's like months before I find out where or when I get to record.
And what did you do to prepare?
I read through the script a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos about the characters that were referenced. And were like, Andy's a little bit like this guy. So I definitely researched those and I found a way to make it my own.
Yeah, and when listeners hear the show, they'll discover that the script did change from your audition to when it was actually recorded in the studio.
Yes.
So what did director Phil Lawler tell you about your character?
He said Andy was like a fast-talking, assertive voice with kind of like a New York-style attitude.
Okay.
Yeah, outside of Odyssey, you also starred as Janner in the Wingfeather Saga, which is an animated series. How'd you get that job?
Again, I auditioned.
Uh-huh.
And when I initially read the script, I really related to the character, and I thought he was really fun. He was another kid who likes to read. And the story is about a kid named Janner and his family as they go on an adventure to save their homeland against these evil figures. And yeah, it was just a really interesting story and a really fun audition. And I was really, really excited when I got picked.
I bet. How is recording for animation different than recording with Adventures in Odyssey?
Yeah, so it's definitely different. In Adventures in Odyssey, when I did the audition, I had to picture everything in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the motions and even what my character looked like. With animation, they will show you the sketches or storyboards and what your character looks like. And then especially when I'm recording it, they will even like show me the animated sketches or like the early animations of what my character is doing. So I kind of have some context.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, I'm a big Andrew Peterson fan and talked to him about, you know, the writing of the Wingfeather Saga and then, you know, going to animation with those books. And there was actually a big red carpet premiere when that came out. And this is something that, you know, maybe, you know, you see it on TV, but I've never been part of one. So what surprised you about being on the red carpet, and how did you manage to smile that long? Because it seems like you have to be on the whole time.
Yeah. Well, it was very shocking. Like, I did not expect so many people to be there. There were so many reporters and interviewers who all wanted to talk to me. They're like, I felt very important. And I think I was so surprised and excited about what was happening that I didn't really have to act the smile. Mm. I was just so happy to be there. And that was a true smile. I really just was so happy.
That always helps. That's when you have actual motivation. You know, one of the other things that we've only seen on TV, a lot of us, is modeling. And you've modeled for Pottery Barn Kids and others. What does a day of modeling look like?
It happened so long ago, I honestly don't remember most of it. I do remember getting to play with lots of toys and dancing to fun music. But I don't think that's a very accurate portrayal of modeling. I got to do lots of cool things that not a lot of people get to do. Like I get to try everything. Especially when I'm younger, they give me a lot more freedom with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm playing with a toy, and they're filming it. Then if I pick it up and run around, like that wasn't what they wanted me to do, but
right.
They let me do it anyway.
That's cool. Well, models, they always look like they're having fun, but it's also a job. So is it safe to say that maybe there are some challenges about modeling that the average person doesn't know about?
Yes, definitely. But I think I was so young and having too much fun that I don't remember any of the hard things.
And you probably didn't have to worry about long days because they try to keep for children who are acting and modeling and that kind of thing. They try to really maintain a reasonable schedule for you so it's not too much work, huh?
Yeah, definitely. They weren't very long or hard. I wasn't sitting out in the sun for a long time.
Exactly. Don't want to do that with kids. So before we talk more specifically about acting, we want to take a break in the podcast to ask you our
TRQ,
which stands for Totally Random Question. And they don't get much more random than this one that we got from a listener who goes by the title Number One J Smouse Fan. And this person wants to know, what was the last thing you ate?
Very random.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually, it would have been a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, but right before I came here, I thought it would be nice to have a peppermint. And so that's the last thing I ate.
There you go. Well, thank you to Number One J Smouse Fan for that very random question.
That's right. And thank you, Akeo, for having minty fresh breath.
Yes. So,
sure.
Akeo, I'm back to your acting. You probably learn a lot working with actors or directors who've been in the business a little while. Have any of them given you advice that you find yourself using every time that you act?
Actually, it's funny. I have worked with lots of very cool actors. But one of my favorite pieces of advice actually came from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, try not to act like the person. Tell your brain that you are the person and just embody that character.
Hmm.
And so I'm trying to keep that in mind when I'm acting now.
Oh,
that's
I like
good
that.
Advice.
Yeah, and in addition to being an actor and model, you're a singer, even a beatboxer. But of course, you're also a kid. So what do you do when you're not doing any of those other things?
Yeah, so I love to play outside. I love the outdoors. And I like to invent games using my imagination. So this morning, I had a 3-point contest in my room between Stephen Curry and LeBron James.
Okay. I'm hoping Steph won, but you know.
Yes, definitely he won. Definitely Steph won. And believe it or not, I also like spending time with my family.
Very good.
We are a big board game family, so we have lots and lots of those, and so that's always fun.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, we recently got the Game of Life, and so my brother and I have been playing that almost every day.
Uh-huh.
And it was very, very fun at the beginning, but it's a lot now. But I'd say, in proportion, that game's very fun.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, if you enjoy being outdoors and you and your family want to come to Colorado Springs, there's a lot of outdoors out here, and we would love to have you visit with us.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
So who's your acting hero or your singing hero or maybe even your beatboxing hero?
Wow, I have all of those.
Okay.
So my singing hero is Lin-Manuel Miranda. He wrote the musical Hamilton and In the Heights, and he's been included in lots of musical movies. His music always just makes me want to burst out in song. His lyrics are super, like, clever and precise, and the melodies are so catchy. Every song is an earworm.
Mm-hmm.
my acting heroes are Jim Carrey and Ryan Reynolds. I really enjoy comedic acting, and they're both very funny in lots of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do have a beatboxing hero. I really like Codfish. He's an amazing beatboxer, and he has won the great beatboxing battle multiple times, actually. And whenever I hear him beatbox, I'm inspired to try something new.
Now, for those who don't know exactly what beatboxing is, how would you explain that?
So beatboxing is basically using your mouth to make sounds like drums or...
You know, we weren't planning on asking you for an example. Well, that,
yeah,
Jesse's
see there,
giving
yeah.
us one.
Right? That was terrible. So, Alkea, why don't you show us how it's done a little bit?
Give Jesse some pointers.
I'll do my best.
I'm liking that. I love the diversity of sound and all that stuff going on. That was cool.
See, I wonder, Jesse, if maybe the character of Andy Rome could develop Ooh. A passion for beatboxing. What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll have to talk to the writers about that.
Speaking of Andy Rome, he does have some unusual interests. He's a news editor, but his true love is digging up tiny animal bones. Okay, so, Alkeo, do you have any interests that others would find unusual?
I think I would necessarily call of my interest unusual. I just spend most of my time doing my favorite things, reading, imagining, performing.
Do you have any favorite books? You talked about your love of reading, so I got to find out what maybe some favorite books that you have.
I mean, I do love the Wingfeather Saga. Actually, it was a book series before it was an animated series.
Yeah.
Right. So that's one of my favorite book series. And then I'm also really into like comic strips right now. And right now, my favorite's Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong with Calvin and Hobbes.
Classic.
Never.
Yeah. Well, the theme of Value in the Process, which is the Odyssey episode you recorded for us recently, it was the importance of learning by going through all the necessary steps of something, even if you could probably skip ahead. Now, I know I can be impatient that way. How about you, Alkeo? Are you patient with the process?
No, at okay. all. No, I'm never patient with the process. But I do agree that it's very important to go through each step. Often when I skip ahead, I miss small things that I might need later. In one of my first recording sessions, they told me that I didn't need to read the script ahead, so I didn't. And that session did not go well, and I felt very unprepared. Since then, I've always started to pre-read and mark my scripts, and it has helped my performance grow much stronger.
I know Jesse and I, when we were in school, a lot of times we would have math problems that we could do in our head, but they wanted us to kind of do all of the steps out, you know, underneath
the proofs.
Long division. Yeah. And that was always the thing that was hard for me because I was like, I know the answer. Why can't I just give the answer? But being able to show the work and show the steps, definitely that was how learning happened, right? Is there something out there that you've tried to learn that you realize there are no shortcuts?
Well, actually, with beatboxing, when I first got into beatboxing, I started watching the really, really great beatboxers do it, and I tried to copy them. Mm-hmm. And I could not. What they were doing just was so difficult and complex. And then for a while, I started taking beatboxing lessons, and my coach taught me how to start from the basics and build up, and I started to surprise myself with what I could do.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that. Starting in that foundation, laying that foundation, getting the basics right, and then being able to build off of that and add your own creativity and flair, which that's very cool.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule out there in sunny Southern California to just kind of chat with us and let us get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me.
You can hear Andy in Value in the Process. This adventure and the rest of Album 74, Buckle Up, is ready to go on the club CD and download.
Or if you're listening on the radio or online, the final episode of Album 74 releases this weekend. Let's hear a sneak peek.
On the next adventure in Odyssey, Cooper has advice for Buck.
Just say, hey Jules, what do you think about going with me to the homecoming banquet on Saturday?
But when the big moment arrives...
I actually wanted to...
Hey, Jules.
Hi, Ryan.
I wanted to see if you'd like to go to the homecoming banquet with me.
Sure.
How will Buck take this disappointment?
That did not go as planned.
Tune in for the next adventure in Odyssey.
Jess, I think it's fair to say that people will be talking about this episode after it's over.
Yeah, I think fans will have very strong opinions about it. In any case, you don't want to miss it this weekend.
Or listen now in the club. And since we're coming to the end of an album, you know what that means.
It's time to start teasing the next one.
Well, soon enough. But in the meantime, our listeners can call in with their questions for the Odyssey team.
The number is 1-855-784-WIT. You can ask about Album 74, upcoming adventures, elsewhere in Odyssey, really anything.
Always make sure you have a parent's permission before you call. You may hear your question on a future broadcast or podcast.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.